Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. So on one of these numerically very pleasing dates, 16-20-24.
Yep.
Did you do the crossword?
Wouldn't it be 4-16-20-24?
Well, if I left off the 4, then it wouldn't be... You know, we have the 16, the 20, the 24. We're going up by fours.
I see. Okay.
So, in any event, on what I deem to be a numerically pleasing date, did you do the crossword?
I did.
And was it literarily pleasing?
It was.
Good.
It was. It had kind of a silly, fun theme. And it was pretty typical for a Tuesday, I think, in terms of difficulty and kinds of words that are used, so.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was fun.
It was a theme that you didn't need to know to get the grid filled in.
No, that's true.
And in fact, I had to figure out what the theme was. You know, I stared at the revealer, I stared at the relevant clues, and I'm like, what? And so anyways, I think I got it figured out.
Well, good.
Why don't you start by talking about the theme?
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell the revealer first, because then it will make a lot more sense. Revealer was 39 across. Certain immature adult with a hint to both halves of the answer to each starred clue. Well, the certain immature adult was a man baby. That was the answer for 39 across. Man baby. And there were four themed clues, the answer of which was a real person. And they were all men. The first one was 16 across, actor who played Oscar Wilde in Wilde. And then in the parentheses, it said fish. So the answer to that was Stephen Fry. A fry is a baby fish. And of course, Stephen is a man. Okay, 10 down, Mouseketeer, peer of Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake, and that was Gander, and the answer to that was Ryan Gosling. So Ryan is a man, Gosling is a baby goose. Okay, then we had 24 down, 24 down was, I can't mind it. Here we go. Okay, English essayist who wrote Lawyers, I Suppose, Were Children Once. And the answer to that was Ram, and the parenthesized part of that was Ram. The answer to that was Charles Lamb. Charles being the man and Lamb being the baby. And then the last one was, I've lost the last one, 62 across, inventor who patented the first revolver. And in parentheses, we had Stallion. And the answer to that was, of course, Samuel Colt. Samuel being the man and Colt being the baby Stallion.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the theme.
So
man, baby.
I hate to be pedantic, but... I mean, Stephen is a name. It's not necessarily a man. You could have a boy named Stephen. You could have a boy named Charles. I didn't quite follow.
Well, but all of them were men. They weren't children. So.
Well, they were at some point.
But
they don't give a year.
They didn't get famous until they were men. Well, I shouldn't say that for Ryan Gosling. He was a child star. So.
Right. I think the theme makes no sense. And I'm sure the people in Wordplay are up in arms.
Well, I don't know. I didn't read Wordplay.
No, I didn't either. But but I thought it was a good crossword. There were many other clues in the grid that I found entertaining.
Good.
I started off, though, incorrectly with four down, treads lightly. I had it starting off with T-I and ending with E-S, and I went for tickles. But it turned out to be tiptoes. Tickles.
Tickles?
Tickles would have fitted.
But is that treading lightly? Tickles?
Well, you just sort of tickle the floor.
Oh.
I don't know. I was just sort of doing pattern recognition, and it's just like, looks like tickles fits.
Mm-hmm.
But then I eventually got a grip and put in tiptoes.
Okay.
Let's see, 12 down. 12 down was past, present, or future, and the answer was tense.
That's right.
So whenever I see, I don't know why, and I'm sure some psychologists can explain this to me, whenever I see future and I follow it with the word tense, I start thinking about this old-time radio show called Dimension X, and it's like adventures in time and space told in future tense. It was a great, great series with some of the, you know, just the top science fiction writers of that era. I think it was like in the 19, it was either the 1940s, might have been the 1950s.
Uh-huh.
But I just love that intro, told in future tense. So when I saw this, I immediately thought of that. But no relation there. And if they're going to make a clue about it, it's going to have to be a Saturday because I'm sure no one's heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know 8 down, the beef option at Chipotle was
barbacoa? Yes.
I guess that answers that question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid to ask what that is.
Barbacoa?
Yes.
I think it's just a marinated filling.
Oh, okay. And so it's not made with bacon? Because it's got bacoa, which looks suspiciously like...
Oh, no, it's not bacon. It's beef.
I know it says beef option, but maybe it's like beef with a side of bacon. I don't
no,
know.
No. Okay. I think it's just, you know, it's a marinated meat. And I don't know what... I think it's spicy. I think it's more spicy than
okay.
regular beef.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I liked 47 down. I thought that was a funny clue. What might catch X's at an O's game? And that was kiss cam.
Yes. That was good.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one fairly close to that, 40 down, wild couples cruise, Noah's Ark.
Yeah, that was good too.
53 down was word in the title of Broadway's longest running show, opera. So that has to be Phantom of the Opera,
oh, yes,
right?
It
okay,
is.
Good. Uh-huh. I was worried there'd be some other show, but
there's a three-penny opera, but I don't think that had quite as long a billing.
Okay. And then next to it, we had Network with gavel-to-gavel coverage. 52 down was C-SPAN.
That's right.
I was thinking it was going to have something to do with like covering, you know, the Supreme Court or something like that.
But, oh, Court TV.
I mean, don't they have like in the Supreme Court, do they have a gavel when they come in, or do they just sort of say, hey, pay attention to us, we're supreme?
I've never actually been to a Supreme Court case, so I don't know.
I hope to argue one day, just so I can find out if they have gavels. They probably won't let me on the premises if they know it's good for them.
Yeah.
69 across, mammal with a miniature trunk was a tapir.
That's right.
That was, I thought, interesting.
Mm-hmm. I got hung up at 38 across, blank versus para, Spanish 101 topic. And I had no idea what
really
that was, even though I took Spanish 101 and 102.
Right.
It turned out to be poor,
yes.
P-O-R. I put par, P-A-R, so of course the puzzle didn't solve, but because I thought par versus para, but actually poor versus para. Those are both words that can mean four, like four. But they're used in different situations. Like, and I remembered that after I saw that. But yeah, it was poor, not poor.
Isn't the phrase por favor? I've heard that.
That's for your favor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I, of course, not knowing any Spanish, didn't bother to try and answer it, so I just went with the crosses.
Yeah, and if I had done that, I would have gotten it right.
22 across, I had to dig out of somewhere. 22 down, big name in baseball cards was Tops.
Tops?
T-O-P-P-S.
That's right.
And I think this is the first time, I mean, I've seen this before in the grid.
Yes,
and
we've seen it before.
I think I had the T because of taco. And
oh, yes.
Boy, if I get the first letter of a word, I am in a much better position in terms of figuring it out.
And I think most people are.
Right.
Yes. I like 31 down. Kind of salad that sounds like it should include corn, and that's Cobb,
yes.
Cobb salad, which mm-hmm. does not have corn in it, but still a good salad.
Right. Let's see. What? Bum. 64 down was SE competitor, and that was Opie.
Opie, yes.
So I've seen Opie before. Is that some sort of a makeup?
It's a nail polish.
Nail polish, mm-hmm. okay.
As is SE.
As is SE. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was definitely not a clue written with me in mind.
Nope.
Unless they were writing it as something they think I won't get, and they were absolutely correct about it. I like the clue for 50 down, noodles on a guitar, strums. I like that idea of noodling on a guitar.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And we had 63 down, Miss Piggy to Miss Piggy, moi.
That's right.
That was sort of cute.
That's right.
So, yeah, I thought there was a lot to like in this crossword, mm-hmm. even if I didn't understand or quite agree with the theme.
Man baby.
Man baby. Man, baby, that was hard. Okay. All right. Well, that is it for the crossword, but it is Tuesday.
Yes, it is.
Which means it's time for Triplet Tuesday. And listeners, Triplet Tuesday is that fun segment in which one of us presents three clues in decreasing order of difficulty to the other. The answer to all three clues is one three-letter answer, and the object is to guess that answer in as few clues as possible. We do it three times, hence the name Triplet Tuesday. We invite you to play along. So just as soon as I've recited the clue, hit pause, think about it, and then see if you can match what Gene has to say on the subject, because I will be asking the questions.
Right.
Are you ready?
I hope so.
All right, well, let's find out. First clue, a vixen's offering.
Vixen?
Vixen's offering.
Vixen's offering.
Mm-hmm.
Vixen's offering.
She's thinking it over.
Well, vixen was a reindeer.
Now she's trying to use logic and facts.
But vixen can also mean like a sort of a loose woman. I'll say vixen's offering.
No, that was the clue. You can't give that as the answer.
I know.
Okay.
Coy.
Nope.
No.
But that was three letters long, mm-hmm. so good job in that. word with shaving or sewing?
Shaving or sewing?
Correct.
Shaving.
Listeners, if you haven't done it, hit pause. Too late. No, she hasn't said anything yet. You can still have time to say pause.
Sewing bee. Shaving cream. Shaving. Bee. I don't know.
Nope. All right, last clue. Ready? Whole blank and caboodle.
Kit.
Right.
Kit and caboodle.
Right. Shaving kit, sewing kit.
Oh, sure.
I don't know. I think a vixen is a fox, and I think a kit might be a type of fox.
Yeah.
That's
kit
only
is a baby fox.
Okay, because I didn't actually, you know, I saw the clue and the answer. I didn't go through the derivation, but I thought I vaguely remembered that. All right. Nice job. That was tough, and you got it in three. Although I was thinking you might get shaving or sewing kit.
Nope.
Not today.
Not today.
All right. All right. Here is your next set of clues. Listeners, we hope you're ready. Clinch.
Clinch. Win.
Nope. Without it, that's neat.
Ice.
Right.
Yeah. Like a drink.
I think I word I pronounced that incorrectly. I gave you too much help.
Oh.
But
you don't think I could have gotten it?
Well, I think I emphasized that's neat. Without it, that's neat. I should have said it like that. Anyways, you were correct. Well done. Got into the third clue was decorate as a cake.
Ice.
Correct. Again. All right, here we go. Your third set of clues. Schmaltz.
Schmaltz. Oh. Schmaltz. Glurg. That's not.
Glurg?
That's not. You know, glurg. Schmaltz. Three letters. Schmaltz.
Listeners, hit pause. She might come up with it.
I don't know.
Okay, she didn't come up with it. all right, your second set, your second clue. Here we go. Moo blank guy pan.
Goo.
Right.
Moo goo guy pan.
Whoa, I'm impressed that you knew that.
Why?
I just am. And the third was moose, e.g.
No, we just had that one.
Yes, we did.
Goo.
All right.
Put gel.
Well, nicely done.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. So you got the first in three and the second two in two.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an average of 1.67 guesses.
Excellent. I suppose so.
Bravo. Listeners, we hope you did well as well. Let us know. crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. That is it for today, then. Thanks for listening to our analysis of this crossword by Adam Vincent.
Thank you.
And we will be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow, a.k.a. Wednesday's crossword, tomorrow.
Bye-bye.